All right, this is Perek Tesvav and Hilchos Kelim, continuing halachas that have to do with tumah and kli charis, earthenware containers. Halacha Aleph: In kli charis makabel tumah should tigamrei melachto. So, container made out of earthenware does not contract tumah until it has been completed. Now, what does that mean? A completed clay? So, what does that mean? So, mishi yitzar for bekivshan. So, the first category is when they are fired in a kiln. Hatanor, when it comes to an oven. So literally means when it's hot enough that it can go ahead to bake donuts. Hakira, so that's like a stovetop with two areas for pots. Mishiasi kena kedi levashaleh beitzas tarnagolin trufa unusuna beilfus. So essentially means that you can take an egg, stir it up, and it will be cooked on, over it. Hakupach, which is a one oven kira type thing. Imaso lafia, if it's made for baking, shira katanar, and then it's the same shear, same measurement, same amount as a regular oven. So labishal, if it's made for cooking, shira kakira, then we treat it like a two pot stovetop. So now let's say I start building an oven. So if it is a big one, so once it is four tfachim big, and I begin heating it up, then it contracts the mouth. You may have cotton if it's small, when it's a tefach large, and then viyasikeno, and I start heating it up. Akira, when it's the range with two openings for pots, Mishiaskabash, social spaos, Yasigana. So that's when I build it three etzbaos, three finger breaths, and then start heating it up. A kupach, which is again a one pot stovetop. Ima sola fia, it's made for baking, Ariukatana, we treat it like an oven. In Lavasha, if it's for cooking, Ariukakira, we treat it like a two pot stovetop. Gimotana shahusak me'achorov. So when an oven is heated from behind, Oshahusak me base a uman. Or let's say it's heated inside the shop of an expert, like a blacksmith, or shehusak shalolodas, or it's heated without a person's intent. Once it's heated up, regardless, it now is something that contracts tumah. So there was a story where a fire broke out and it burned an oven inside a village. And the incident went before basin to far what the psak would be. And they said, since the fire burnt the oven, it is now something that contracts tumah. So when an oven's heated up to roast food in it, then it contracts tumah. The lavimbo, if it is heated up to go and whiten onin shalpishtan bundles of flax, tahor shein zosam lacha begufatanar, because that's not any work that actually affects the substance, so to speak, of the oven itself. Okay, alacha hey tanur she chatsu l'shtayim. Let's say an oven is divided into two parts. V'hisik echa mechalka, but only one of the two is heated up. V'nitma b'mashkin, right? And it is tamei from liquids. Hu tamei v'chayar tahor. So that compartment is tamei, and the other side of it is tahor. V'nitma b'sharetz liyotzu b'metumah shel tahor, kol tamei. But if it's tumah d'oraisa inside, like by a sharetz, and the entire thing is tamei. V'obe shebinehin tamei. And the thickness of the partition separating between the two also contracts tumah. Husku shnayan, let's say they both were heated up, the nitzma echa behen memashkin ba'avir, and let's say one of them became tame from liquid in its space, chokin is ovav, so we split the thick wall between them, hamashame shetame, tame of taratar, the side that's helping out, so to speak, the tame side's tame and taratar. Medvar morim is manche chatzisu, it's only when it is divided, the achar kisiko, and then it was heated up. Ava yisiku v'achar chatzisu, but let's say I heated it up first and then divide the oven, the nitzma, and then it became tame echa mehen, afil mashkin nitzma kol, so if one of them becomes tame, the whole thing becomes tameh. Halacha avav, tanor or kira shel evin tahor l'olam. Now, an oven or arrangement from stone is always tahor. The shel mateches tahor, and when it's out of metal, it's tahor. Mishum tanor v'kirayim, because of an oven or range. Shenemar yutatz es sheyesh lo netitza. So it's that which has something that can be smashed, right, and broken apart into pieces. And metameh mishum kli mateches. And it is tameh, what they call it, but a metal oven or metal range is susceptible to a tumah of metal kalim. So what does that mean? Ketzad. Ein mistamin me'aviron. So these ovens and stovetops don't get tamay through the airspace, nor if they're attached to the ground. V'kirayim ketanor, v'kirayim. V'im naga behen tuma, but if it touched it, then it's tamay. Afilu ma'achareyan mistamin. Even from behind it, it's tamay. Kishar kli matachos. We treat it like any other metal kli. V'nitzu v'mace. If it became tamay from touching a dead body. Nasin av l'tuma. It's a primary area of tuma. Kishar kli matachos. Like any other metal kli, v'yishlahen, tahara b'mikvah, and of course, with metal kelim, I can always cure them, so to speak, of their tumah by immersing them into a mikvah. So when an oven that's made out of metal, shenikev a nifkam, that has a hole in it, or is bent or damaged or nistak or cracked, this sasnu batit, and I seal it with some type of clay or plaster or sh'aslo tfeila shotit, a mosel shotit, or any other type of coating of clay, and it contracts tuma like any other earthenware oven. The kami of a nekev, so how big does all have to be? Or so that's big enough for the fire to go through it. The chemikira, so too by the range, the stove. The masa likira pitputim shaltit. But let's say I made what do you call it, little holders that I put pots in out of clay. Mistama mishum kira. So then it contracts tuma because of being kira. Miyarcha betit, but if I went ahead and smeared clay all over it, well, it's inside or outside, it still would not contract tumah. An oven that is not resting or fixed to the ground, even if it is hanging from the neck of a camel, so it is still tumah like any other oven case. Halacha tes, a kur shel tzofrei matachos. So that is a furnace that's used by those people who are experts in melting metal, smelters. Sheshbo base svisa, so it has a place where a pot can be placed. Mistame kegira, we treat it like a stove. V'chein shel osei tzchuchi, so too for glassmakers. Im yeshbo base svisa, if it has, again, svisa, a place for the pot to sit on, it would be mekabel tuma. Halacha yod kivshan shel sayadim v'shel zugigin v'shel yotzrin. So furnaces that are used to make glass, or pottery, etc., are tahor. Hapurna imesha dofen mistama. An oven that has an opening on its side, what do you call it? If an oven with an opening on the side is acceptable to tama. Okay, so let's say I have two stones and I attach them to each other. Rasan toner, and I make an oven out of those. Im asalot tfeila b'mifnim u'mechutz. So if I made a coating for it on the inside and the outside, then arezek katan b'choldar mistama aviro. So it is an oven in every way, shape, or form, and it can contract them in its inner space. Then tuflo b'mechutz v'vav, if I coated it only from the outside, mistame b'magav l'vav, then it only contracts tuma through touching and not through, what do you call it, through the inner space. Chiver avanim l'tanor, so if I, what do you call it, attached stones to the oven, below chivron zulazub, I didn't attach the stones to each other, mistame si matanor, so they become tame with the oven. Chivron zulazub, below chivron l'tanor, if I attach the stones together, but not to the oven, harehen katira, right, it's like a tira type situation. So just like if I dug into the earth and I made a tira shape of the ground, it is tahor. And also a tira of a kira is also of a stove is also tahor. So let's say two barrels and two pans that are used for frying things are put together to make a stove. So they contract tumah both in their inner space and by touching. The inside of the barrels that were used are tahor. And then the thick walls of the thickness of the walls of the barrels, we divide them up. Those that serve the stove are tameh, and those that serve the inside of the barrel retain their status of being tahor. Okay, halacha yud gimel. Shlosha pitputin bar. Let's say I made three trivets made out of earthenware on the ground, the chibron betit, and I attach them with clay. To each other, Leos shofas aleihem, so that what do you call it? So I could put a pot on top of them. Esekdera, harezu tamei mishum kira. It's tamei because of being a stove. Kava shlosha masmerim baretz. If I went ahead and took three pegs and stuck them into the ground, Leos shofas aleihem esekdera to put a pot on top of those pegs. Alvish asav rosha makom batit. Even though at the top of it, what do you call it? There's an area of clay. Shetesha vekdera that the pot will sit on. Harezu tahara. It's still tahara kikura shematachas. You treat it like a metal stove. So too, stones that are not coated with clay, that I put a place upon the top of them, did not contract tumah. It's treated like a stove of stone. Let's say I made two stones into a stove, and I attach them together with clay, they contract tumah. If I attached one of them with clay, but the second one I didn't, it would not contract tumah. Like when a person rests a pot on a stone, okay, as well as on an oven, as well as on a stove, or on a one pot stove, tamei. But if it is what it called on it and the wall, or on it and a rock, then in such a case, it would not contract tuma. So this is a range that's used by a cook. Shuhunosin Evan Bitsat Evan. So he places one stone on the side of another stone, Bukulum Bukhubaras Petit, and they're all attached with clay. Nitmeis Achas Mehen. So if one of those stones becomes Tame, Lonit Bukulan, the rest of them don't contract Tuma as well. Lachiyud Zayin. Shaloshavanim Shechiram Batit. So three stones that are connected together with clay, Basan Shte Kiros, and I made two stoves. Bein Shechiram Zuzub, Lochiram Lakarka. Whether I attach them to each other but not to the ground, Bein Shechiram Lakarka, Lochiram Zuzub, or I attach them to the ground, not to each other. Im Nitmeis Achas Mishte Kiros. So if one of the two portions of the kira, of the two kiras, excuse me, of the two ranges, becomes tame. So the middle rock that is used for the kira that's tame is tame. But the one that's used for the tahor range stove is tahor. So if I went ahead and took away the outer rock of the kira of the stove that is tahor, that changes the middle one and everything else to be tame. Nidla chitzono shel kira tameya, right? But if I took the outer rock of the of supporting the stove that's tame, tara even emsayis kula, then the middle rock is tara. Nitmu shtei chitzonos. Now let's say both the outer ones become tame. Imaisa even emsayis gedola. If the middle rock is large, no semen of the kira. So then we can separate it out for the kira for the stove. Right, so therefore it can go ahead and it can be placed on its side. And also for the second one, so there could be a pot placed on top of it. Veshar Torah. The rest of it is Torah. If it's small, then everything contracts tumma. Nidlahim sois. If I went ahead and took the middle stone out, if I can go ahead and put the large pot on the two outer ones, Yora Gadola. If it is a large, it's a large pot, then already tmei it's tame. Hayim ruchakin yeser mizeh torah. If they're further away, then they are torah. Hechzer sem sois. If I return the middle one, haria kol torah kashaya. Everything's torah like it was. Mircha betit. If I smeared clay on it, mikabel tuma mikan. It contracts tuma from one side ulaba and further. Bush yasikenu chalachas mehen kedei vashal leabetz. As long as I heat up each one of them, the amount of heat that it would take to cook an egg, which we recall from the beginning, is the minimum shear. Two stones that are made into a stove, a nitmes, and they become tame. And basically added one stone to each side. So half of each of the two rocks for the first range is tame. And half the rock is tame. If I took two stones that are tataharos, that were pure, then the two stones of the first kira go back to being tame again. Finally, Alach Yutes, okay, Duchan Shocheres, so a counter that's made out of earthenware that I use, let's say, to heat things, that I keep hot pots on, Shishal Beis Kibul, that has a receptacle, Hagderos, that is for pots, Varemetz Nasum Besocho, and there's ashes that are put inside it, Tar Mishum Kira, it is Tar of Kira Stove, Tar Mishum Clay Kibul, however, it is Tamek, it's a receptacle, Lefikach, therefore. If it's attached to the ground, it's tar, like any other kli. The mikav, it has a hole in it. Then it would not be makabel tuma like a receptacle. Mashen kibakira, not that which doesn't apply by a stove. Hatzdavin shalo, okay. If it touches the sides of it, anogei behen inotam v'shum kira, would not be tuma because of the stove. Harachav shalo, so that's the wide portion of it. Yoshvin alav b'shas bishol, that one can actually sit on it at the time of cooking. Mistame, it contracts tuma in nitzvan aduchan. If the counter is tame. If a person turned over a basket, ubana kira gaba, and he built a stove on top of it, it's tame, mishum kli eitz, because of a wooden kli, lo mishum kira, not because it is a stove. That's why it does not, contract tuma in the inner space like a kira would. That ends Parak Tesvav, and we will continue with Parak Tezayin next time.